www.hardshoot.com.
Hope you had a fabulous weekend, and guess what? Here's the best news that I'm going to give you right out of the chute. You got another weekend to play with, and you might be attaching a couple extra days, as so many people do in the United States. They'll take Thursday, Friday, and then string them together, because guess what? The following week is 4th of July on a Monday. Isn't that great news? Yeah! Huge news! So in other words, if you had a lousy weekend or you had to work and you had to do overtime and whatever, perhaps you're one of those people that falls into the category of taking those few extra days. So you just have to get to the finish line on a short week. All right, a lot of things happened maybe while you weren't paying attention, including Michelle Bachmann. How huge is Michelle Bachmann in Iowa. Man, she's what, a point behind Mitt Romney in the poll that they did? Turns out Michelle Bachmann has some Iowa ties, that she was born there and whatnot, but it has nothing to do with that. She just showed up, I think, and she just showed up pretty big in Iowa. So what does that mean in the race for who will represent the Republicans in 2012? I think it's pretty huge for her. She has definitely, I think, proven herself to be the Tea Party darling. There's no doubt about that. But the fact that she's grabbing some of the more mainstream, I'll call them mainstream, Republicans, really shows that she may end up being a viable candidate, even if she's on, I'll call it the undercard, the VP slot. In the end, very, very, very big. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. Also coming up in this show, trying to dissect the whole gender thing with the Walmart sexual, well, it wasn't sexual harassment, it was a harassment issue about the class action suit and the Supreme Court ruling. We're going to talk to somebody about that on this show. Plus, how does a professional truck driver slam into a train, three or four cars in? That happened in Sparks, if you missed it. How did that happen? How does a professional truck driver not see the flashing lights at a railroad stop? It makes no sense to me. So was the truck driver not paying attention on a cell phone, distracted by something else? And we'll never know, because the truck driver died, and so did five passengers who were on that Amtrak train. And that happened on a Friday, so of course we've got our best of show on Friday. And I was so sad to read that. And it made me think of the times when I covered some terrible accidents at railroad crossings when I worked in a place called Kearney, Nebraska. And in fact, they used to have lots of public service announcements about watching the railroad tracks, avoiding trying to play chicken rather with a train. So in Sparks, Nevada, there's nothing but questions left. It was a terrible crash. Six people dead. A truck company where they had been cited in the past for bald tires and problems. But what does it all mean? We don't know for sure. It's probably going to take a year long to sort it out. I think the fundamental question is, why are people in such a bloody hurry in the first place? How does a truck driver plow into an Amtrak train? Can you miss an Amtrak train? I don't think so. But yet I've talked to a couple of conductors on trains, and they say you would not believe the things that people try to do at railroad crossings. Mothers with children in the back seat trying to get through, just get under there, because they don't want to wait for the train
to go by.
Now, I live near train tracks. I have been stuck. I remember the longest I've been stuck, 18 minutes. And that was unusual. It's never usually that long. But there were double-decker cars. It was a huge train that barreled through. And I was the first car right there at the crossing. Because guess what? 3 minutes sooner, I would have made the crossing. But it was okay. I didn't try to get over. I didn't see the flashing red and think, oh, I bet you I can make that. I bet you I can get that Civic right underneath that wire. Right underneath the wooden arm that comes down. I'm not going to crack that arm. Truck drivers know better, right? Shouldn't they know better? Aren't they a step up from the average Joe who thinks that they can get through the crossing? So the National Transportation Safety Board, they're just scratching their head. You've got the lights going. You could see the lights, they say, for, you know, certainly a half a mile if you were driving about 70 miles an hour. So how do you explain that? How do you tell the families that? You're not going to believe this. We have some terrible news. Your mother that was on that train is dead. She's died. How could that be? What happened? Was there a train crash? Well, there was a train wreck, but it was a truck that barreled in to the train. I think it's one of the most shocking things that happened in the last couple of days. So we'll talk about that, too, as well. Then there's some other odds and ends. And, of course, where would we be without We Can Count? How much money do you think Cars 2 made over the weekend? I'm not going to tell you the exact amount now, but let's just say number one at the box office. And you would be shocked that Cameron Diaz and Justin Timberlake were in a movie called Bad Teacher, and that actually didn't fare so badly. Now, Cars 2 beat it out, but they made some money. We do our cheap movie review on Thursdays, in case you're not around for that. So it's fun to come back and look at what people did over the weekend, what they went to go and check out. And speaking of checking things out, pieces of memorabilia and what they're worth never ceases to amaze me. I'm not necessarily surprised that Michael Jackson's jacket from Thriller fetched a pretty big amount of money. But then there was this other interesting thing, because I'm into the West, into the Old West, into the gunslingers. Billy the Kid. What would the only portrait of Billy the Kid be worth? Let's say it's worth more than Michael Jackson's Thriller jacket. Yeah, by a lot. I'll tell you about those numbers, too, when we jump to We Can Count. And how much do you think it costs to insure the rear end of a very famous woman? You know, thinking Lloyd's of London? Yeah. Along those lines. If the initials KK mean anything to you, then you understand who I'm talking about. And to prove it was real, she goes and x-rays it. See, this is why I don't watch reality television. We get enough reality when we talk about politics, don't we? All right, coming up, we're talking about that Walmart suit and gender next on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbi, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Delaney, coast to coast and the nooks and crannies in between. Well, let me tell you, last week the Supreme Court made some noise. Not everybody psyched about the decision on the Walmart class action claim because they're the largest employer in U.S. history, right? So this case doesn't go forward. Let me tell you about it in a nutshell in case you missed this. What you had was... You had a suit. You had the plaintiffs who were trying to include as many as 1.6 million females in this, or 1.6 million for all the females in this sex discrimination case. And what it was about was the class action kind of gives you the hint there is. All these various women who say they were not treated correctly by Walmart, that it was a gender bias thing, why they didn't get promotions and whatnot. So the court split 5-4, not necessarily a surprise there, over whether the group presented a common claim in seeking an injunction that would have forced Walmart to change its employment practices. And I think I said this on a previous show, but it's worth repeating because the case was worth billions of dollars in damages, potentially anyway. And the split court immediately sets off the everybody going in different directions in the case. It would have to be, I'm sure, separately some of these women could file. And the company's vice president, of course, gloating, said, look, Walmart has strong policies against discrimination for many years, and the court unanimously rejects the class certification, because that's what it was about, class certification. that therefore they can't all try that at once. And the majority made clear that the plaintiff's claims were worlds away from showing a company-wide discriminatory pay and promotion policy, because it was also about pay, too. Senator Patrick Leahy, Democrat from Vermont, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, took an exception to the court's ruling, saying, or the composition of it anyway, saying that the ruling shows that an activist majority of the Supreme Court, in other words, along party lines who supported them, is making it more and more difficult for any American to have their day in court. And he went on to say that over the past 2 years, the American people have grown frustrated with the notion, and this is his statement, that some corporations are too big to fail. Today's decision will undoubtedly make some wonder whether the Supreme Court has now decided that some corporations are too big to be held accountable. And just one last snippet before we go to our guest, Connie Glazer. The case started a decade ago. There was a woman named Betty Dukes who said the management at the Pittsburgh, California Walmart store where she worked was bypassing her for promotions. And she said, I could see the men going forth and the women in the store stayed in the basic position they were always in, stayed in the same place. So Connie Glazer joins us now, and she's got a book out called Gender Talk Works. Gender Talk Works. Connie, thanks for coming on ATN.
Thank you, Kate.
What was your reaction to, because this plays into this when we talk about discrimination and suits and whatever, what was your reaction to the Supreme Court decision on the Walmart case? You just heard what I said, what Senator Leahy said.
Well, let me preface it, Kate, by sharing with the listeners and so on that, yes, Gender Talk Works is my most recent book. I have written several other books about women's leadership and been an advocate for women for many, many years, for the equality of women's advancement and promotion and so on in the workplace. And one would think, given that I would have been very adverse to the Supreme Court decision. And I have been asked by a number of people, what is my take on it? I think the important thing to keep in mind in here is it was not a case about discrimination at Walmart. I think if you look at the statistics and the anecdotes and the illustrations that were provided, that there is no question about that. The question is, as you said, whether this could move forward as a class action suit. So yeah. It really is a matter of kind of a legal technicality. Can these six women headed up by Betty Dukes, are they representative of over 1.5 million women who have worked at both Walmart and Sam's Club for over a decade? Does it represent the experience that they had?
Yeah, the Supreme Court, as you just said, that's the difference. They were really just honing in, and that's what it was about, on the classification. So certainly it's a disappointment for some, because as a group now, really they'll have to split off is most likely what would happen. It would have to be individual cases. It doesn't mean they couldn't try to go through this again, but from the little legal background I have, I will believe that some of this would go separately, most likely, and then it would go on an individual basis. Now, obviously, in focusing on gender, like your book says, gender talk, and what's happened, as you said, and this has been your career, some of your career with what's happened with women and the workplace and that kind of thing, do you think on a scale of 1 to 10 things are better for women?
Oh, I absolutely think things are better for women. If you look at the number of women in the workplace, if you look at the number of women who are graduating from medical school, from law school, women who, they are the majority, which is quite remarkable, because when I was in college, it was the rare exception of women who were going to medical school. Now it is the majority who are graduating. The majority of lawyers who are getting out into the field are female. So I think we have seen tremendous change and advancement. Now, I'm not a cockeyed optimist either, and I don't have on rose-colored glasses. I think that women at the very highest level, certainly in corporate America, are very sparsely represented. And I think that there still continues to be a gap. But have we made progress? I absolutely believe we have.
Who, and I guess this is kind of a wild question, but I was talking to somebody from Sweden the other day, and they were just telling me how, you know what, with the whole gender issue in Sweden, it's not there. We just grow up men, women equal. It's not even conversation because we don't have that problem. That's how our culture operates. So I would think if you were just going to say that there wasn't a lot of bias and you went along statistically, Sweden would rank up there. Of course, a much smaller country. Where do you think, and you say it's better, and I agree with you, I think so too, but where do you think the United States ranks overall? Certainly below Sweden, if you just took it on face value from what I just
certainly
said.
Certainly below Sweden, and when you look at the very highest level of female CEOs, if you look at the highest level in politics, for instance, I mean, certainly we had a Speaker of the House who was female, but have we ever had a female president? No.
Uh-huh.
And if you look at many other countries, if you look at India, you look at Ireland, you look at the UK, they have all had women in that very top position. Is a woman electable in this country now? We'll see.
I was just going to say, ask Michelle Bachmann,
exactly.
Sarah Palin.
Well, yeah. We'll see. I saw her on TV this morning, and
yeah.
I thought she was very articulate, whether you like her politics or not. And I'm not saying I am an advocate. However, I thought that she was an articulate woman who was able to express her point of view rather eloquently.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. Connie, it was fun having you on the show. Will you come back again and talk with us?
It would be my pleasure. I think we got a lot of ground to cover.
I think so, too. Absolutely.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you. Connie Glazer, again, Gender Talk Works, 7 Steps for Cracking the Gender Code at Work. That's the name of her book. How about that? That's interesting. The thing with Sweden, of course, I've known for a while. I knew somebody that had gone to Sweden in an exchange education thing, and they had told me that. But we bring up the question of Michelle Bachmann, and I started off the show saying that Michelle Bachmann had come up very strong in Iowa. So what does that mean when you have Mitt Romney, who's polling well, she's just a point behind Mitt Romney? Is there strong support for Michelle Bachmann? Is she really a serious contender? Coming up on the flip side, we can count.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in 3 delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Of the TSA. This is what tops we can count. Did you hear this story? A woman had to file a complaint over how her mother was treated at the Northwest Florida Regional Airport. Now, this happened last week. Now, the story is just broken wide open. Her name's Jean Weber of Destin. So she did file the complaint with the Department of Homeland Security. Her 95-year-old mother. Get what I'm saying here? 95 years old. She was stopped and extensively searched last Saturday when she was trying to get on a plane to fly to Michigan to be with her family during the final stages of her battle with leukemia.
What, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Her mom was in a wheelchair, and this is the worst part of this story. She was asked to remove an adult diaper in order to complete a pat-down search. Janet Napolitano, shame on you. This woman should not be the director of Homeland Security because TSA is underneath her watch, and these people are idiots. I'm sorry. You do not do that. Oh, and this woman is dying. She is going to see her family probably for the last time, and this is what she's subjected to. So you can imagine, she's frail, she's nervous, and now she's humiliated. It doesn't make any sense. And the TSA, what do they say? They say, oh, they can't comment on specific cases because they have to protect the privacy of those involved. But we just don't want to protect the humanity, the privacy, the rights of any Americans who come through the checkpoints. And what do you think a wheelchair is going to do? It's, of course, a wheelchair is going to set things off. But she wasn't stable enough to walk through. She's 95. How many people are dead before they're 95? So what happened? They pull her aside. They take her to another room. They pat her down, all this stuff. Then she has to remove the Depends diaper because it was soiled and it was impeding their search. I mean, really, people, something is definitely wrong here with the TSA. And I am so glad that this story has come to light. And I am so glad that this woman is pursuing some kind of justice for her mother. But there really isn't any. Who cares if they issue an apology? Who cares about that? It's too late. The moment has come and gone. This woman is in the final stages of her life. Ridiculous. All right, so we move on from the TSA, because I could really go off on that one, to gasoline prices. Somebody wants to get elected. How about this gasoline prices? Have you noticed? Have you been pulling in lately to fill up with some petrol? Well, you probably have noticed that it's 11 cents cheaper or so in the last 2 weeks. How much are you paying for gas right now? The national average is $3.62. I can tell you in my neck of the woods, $3.37. They say Jackson, Mississippi had the lowest average price for self-serve regular unleaded gas. You know what it was? About $3.32. That's what it was, $3.32. Chicago, man, you guys in Chicago, I love Chicago. It's such a great city. This time of year is an excellent time to go visit Chicago. While the rest of us are melting, their temperatures, they can get, you know, some humidity can get hot, but it's not as bad as some other parts. Chicago, highest price, $4.06. Now, gas is going to continue to plummet because they're releasing, well, first of all, the International Energy Agency is releasing 60 million barrels in July. See, people forget that. Everybody's thinking about the strategic petroleum reserves and all that, which will make a difference, and which I don't understand why they're tapping into that in the first place. Because if you've watched the price of crude on the New York Mercantile Exchange, then you see what the barrel's been doing, and that's why it's been going down. So the IEA, which is made up of industrialized oil-consuming nations, which would be the United States, among others, they said that the 60 million barrels will come down. It's part of the stockpiles, right, to push down crude prices and underpin the global economy. So that's about one-third of the total that will come from the U.S., one-third. So already gas prices were slipping if you watched what a barrel of crude was. Then you throw in the 60 million barrels and it slips even more. It's crazy to say, but you know, people aren't feeling the pain because probably, I'm thinking in another 3 weeks, gas is going to be down another 25 cents. So good in one way, but I'm suspicious in another, let's say. How's that? Definitely suspicious. All right, this is crazy, this whole flash mob deal. You paying attention to these flash mobs? Every once in a while you'll see a story. It could be almost in any part of the country, and you'll see something about a flash mob. That's like the new buzzword, meaning a bunch of maniacs getting together, trying to throw off the cops and do something like rip off a store. And that happened in a Sears store, sadly to say, in my hometown of Philadelphia. About 40 people stormed in. And it was on the 69th Street store where they did it, because there's a whole bunch of Sears there. And boom, in a flash, they stole thousands of dollars worth of stuff. They came in, I know this area well, they came in the train, and they just hit it. Because what are the cops going to do? It's in an instant, boom, they stole sneakers, socks, watches, jewelry, whatever they could grab. It's like a smash and grab. About 15 kids and one adult were involved in this. And they've rounded off, well, 40 altogether. But the 15 and the one, they were able to catch them. You had an 11-year-old doing this. An 11-year-old. Something is wrong, seriously wrong. An 11-year-old part of a flash mob ripping off a Sears, being taught that that's okay. Grab your sneakers, grab whatever. And sadly, this is not limited to Philadelphia. It's happened in a lot of other areas. This is the new way to rip people off, because it also happened in Chicago over the weekend. They hit a Walgreens. There was about 50 teenagers that were part of this thing that they call the flash mob. Crazy. I hate to just pound in the negative news, but it is, we can count, it is about numbers. You had a store owner who was killed for $3 worth of lottery tickets. I ask you. The only good thing about this story is there could be some revenge, because the scumbag that did this, they caught him. He went in and just wanted a few dollars worth of lottery tickets. He didn't ask for a few dollars. Hey, man, this is a stick-up. Give me those tickets. No, he killed him. That's what he did. So the bail for this 34-year-old is set at almost $1 million. He's charged with aggravated manslaughter, death by auto, leaving the scene of an accident in the death and robbery, and connection with a Saturday killing of a clerk, basically. A guy who was working the pumps, the gas station pumps. And that means New Jersey, because that's the one state where you can pump, you can't pump your own gasoline. And so that's what happened with this guy. He wanted $3 worth of lottery tickets. Oh, man. They got him. And it's on tape. But it's sad. Because, of course, he had a family and, you know, the rest of the story. It's going to be negative. As a family, I just want to be in America, and then this happens to him. And $3 worth of lottery tickets. I mean, really, got to be kidding. Since we're on the money train, let's talk about this one for a second. I happened to read a story, I guess it was going into the weekend, I think I read it. It was from one of the financial pages. And they're talking about the debt ceiling. And they're worried. They're saying that investors in the bond market are really up a creek without a paddle, because they could lose up to $100 billion if the economy loses its AAA rating. That would, and if they got a ratings downgrade, because a ratings downgrade could result in higher bond yields, lower prices, could also mean the Treasury pays $2.3 billion to maybe $3.75 billion a year or more in interest on facing an incredible annual budget deficit. So if they say if Standards and Poor's or any of the other major rating agencies downgrade the U.S., the Treasuries would drop in value by $100 billion. That is huge. Huge. Because, of course, the yield on a 10-year Treasury note fell dramatically, almost 3% on Friday. That's a low for the year. And I keep saying to myself, though, we talk about this debt ceiling. When do we learn? When does somebody pay the price for this? And the answer is, my friends, we are constantly paying the price for stupid mistakes in Washington. We're not even operating with a budget. It's time to settle this and slash. Gotta figure out a way to get closer to a balanced budget. All right, the weekly re-rack is next. We're talking dream cars with Bob Long, in case you missed it.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your social security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offers some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fits standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
America tonight. Well, everybody knows I have a dream car, but I haven't revealed what it is. So I thought, what a perfect time to do this when we've got the master of the automotive world, Bob Long, on with us. He's the host of Auto World, and you can check out autoworldradio.com. He talks about everything when it comes to cars, all kinds of things, selling new and used cars, looking at some of the hot, new, sexy machines that are coming out, pretty much everything and anything. Bob, thanks for spending some time on America Tonight.
Hey, Kate, it's an absolute pleasure to be here.
All right, do you have a dream car?
Oh, I've got a bunch. You know, I'm always playing fantasy lottery. If I win the lottery, I get to buy five cars. What are they going to be? So, you know, I love the unobtainable. I love the Ferraris and the Aston Martins, and I love the new Mercedes SLS. And, you know, I wouldn't be opposed to a ZR1 Corvette. I wouldn't be opposed to, some of the ridiculously expensive supercars. I just love exotic cars and dream cars.
Yeah, I agree with you, and it's funny. You mentioned a couple that would make my list, and then you just hit it. You said Mercedes-Benz, the SLS AMG. Unbelievable, this baby. You'd probably know more about the car than me. It goes 0 to 60 in like 3.5 seconds. It has those cool doors, that the gullwing doors that open up. And then somebody told me, you know, if this car were to be in an accident or flip over or whatever, they literally... They have, I guess, explosive charges. I thought they were kidding me. Explosive charges, that's right, that are hidden in the hinges. What does that do?
Exactly. It blows those gull wings off. and this is inspired by the original gull wing, which came out in the 50s, the 300SL. So this is a modern interpretation of that as a nice 6.3-liter normally aspirated engine. And it's actually a relative bargain because the car it replaces was called the SLR McLaren Mercedes. Cost $400,000. This one you can have for a shad over $200,000, unless you want the convertible, which is upcoming. That's going to be a little bit more. So it's a bargain supercar.
Yeah, bargain. I like the way you said it. Yeah, I'm just waiting to win the lottery too, Bob. Bargain, sure. Now, if I win the lottery, I'm going to get my man Matt Johnson a car, and I think he'd be perfect in the Corvette ZR1. I love this puppy too, and it's not quite as expensive. And I don't. Are Corvettes still pretty? Is that the car that people still fantasize about too on a lower level? I guess.
Yeah, well, Corvettes have, you know, kind of snuck up a little bit in price over the years, but they've got something for everybody. I mean, there's a base one at 50, there's a Grand Sport at about 65, a 505 horsepower Z06 in the $70,000-$80,000 range, and then you go to the one we're going to get Matt here, the ZR1. This is the most powerful engine ever put in a production General Motors vehicle. It's 630 horsepower, do 0 to 60 in the threes. It will do over 200 miles an hour, carbon fiber pieces on it. The paint alone on that car, you know, costs a couple of $1,000 a gallon, and it's about $120,000. So another bargain.
Yeah, I like that, another bargain. Hey, I know you've spent time with Jay Leno, and he's I had a chance to meet him one time, and he's a huge car fanatic, a huge car nut. What does he have in his garage? What are his bevy of beauties? What does he have?
Jay Leno has a real eclectic collection of not only cars but motorcycles, but it runs the gamut. I mean, Jay has a fondness for weird stuff. He's got steam-powered vehicles. He's got electric vehicles. He's got fire engines. He's got muscle cars. He loves some of the old classics like Duesenbergs and old Bentleys. But he has modern-day cars, too, kind of the hallmark of 90s supercars, the McLaren F1, which cost $1 million back then. Nowadays, on the used market, they're about $4 million. Jay has one of those. He's got an SLS, I'll tell you that. He does not have the world's most expensive car, which is the Bugatti Veyron, which is a 16-cylinder, 4-turbocharged beast of a vehicle that will go more than 260 miles an hour. Cost you $2.3 million. He does not have one of those, but he's got just about everything else that you can imagine, and including a lot of custom built stuff. I know he's got a vehicle that General Motors did for him with one of his older vehicles. It's an old Oldsmobile Toronado, and they put modern day Corvette mechanicals under the hood, so it's a screamer. Jay's amazing.
Are dream cars, do you think, Bob, mostly what men, men fantasize about cars more than women, or no, that's kind of, we're kind of bridging that gender gap thing?
Yeah, I would say, you know, if you probably averaged it out, probably more men do fantasize about these dream cars than women. But certainly if you get into the Hollywood set, the acting and the musical artists, I mean, a lot of these folks that have the means to have these kind of cars, you know, it's almost like a piece of jewelry for them. They've got to have it. But I think it's universal. Everybody has a dream car, even if it's sometimes I'll ask people on my program, you know, what would you love to own? And some of them will say, you know, a high-end Ford F-150 pickup truck. It just all depends on what floats your boat. But interesting that we're seeing a little bit of hybrid technology milled into the supercar realm. Porsche is introducing this car for 2013. It's called the 918 Spyder. And it combines a 500-horsepower V8 engine with four electric motors at each wheel. And when it's in electric mode, it actually gets about 99 miles to the gallon. But when it's in full-out performance mode, the two combinations, the 500 horsepower plus about 250 horsepower from the electric, you end up with a 750 horsepower vehicle, which is amazing. And Jag has an absolutely drop-dead gorgeous car. It's called the X75. They're only going to make about 100 of them a year. And it, too, will meld technology with a normal gasoline engine and electric wheels. The Porsche is $845,000 and the Jag is $700,000. So get in line. They're not going to make that many.
I love that. So for all the people that are listening to us right now, just like, oh, you're depressing me. You mentioned this, rock stars and people in the movie industry, because they make big salaries, like they can afford it. Like you, I love the way you described it. It's like a piece of jewelry. So are we seeing a lot of these cars mostly on the West Coast, or no, you can see them in other places, but the bulk is on the West Coast?
Yeah, a lot in California. Certainly when it comes to athletes, anywhere in the country. The problem is, you know, the hockey players and the baseball players can fit into a lot of these supercars, but the basketball players and the football players can't. I know Shaquille O'Neal actually had a stretch version of a Lamborghini done for him because he just simply could not fit behind the wheel. So he went to the extra added expense over the Lamborghini, which was already, you know, $350,000. He had to pay a couple of extra $100,000 to have somebody make a customized stretch version for him.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, I was just in California a couple of months ago, and one thing I did notice, and this is not one of these big, expensive dream cars, but I noticed a lot of young, good-looking guys, it just happened to be, as I was looking on the 101, were driving those Chevrolets, the Camaros, that you see on Hawaii Five-O. And somebody in L.A. told me, well, of course, this is Hollywood, and Hawaii Five-O is popular. A lot of young people watch it, and so that's what they're getting.
It's true, and the Camaro has been a huge hit for Chevrolet, you know, coming back after an absence. They've had a lot of what they call conquest buyers, people that never would have bought a Chevy product, let alone a Camaro, get into the Camaro. So that's been a big hit. And, of course, all the muscle cars, these modern-day incarnations of the Mustang, the GT, the upcoming Boss, the Shelby GT500, the Dodge Challenger, which looks like it stepped out of 1971. The SRT8 variant is the hottest one there. 470 horsepower, 450 pound-feet of torque, you know, with all the luxury and convenience features, about 25 miles to the gallon. It's a golden age of vehicles. It really is, Kate.
Yeah, no kidding. And some of these hot cars, well, you think you'll ever, well, you look at the engines, will you ever see these be electric cars?
Well, as a matter of fact, the SLS, they're going to make an E version, an all-electric version of that. It's probably going to be about $500,000. They also, Fisker is a gentleman. Henrik Fisker used to be head designer for Aston Martin, and he has his own company. It's called Fisker Automotive, F-I-S-K-E-R. And he has a very beautifully styled sedan called the Karma, which is an electric vehicle with a gasoline backup power plant. That's a beautiful car. It's only about $80,000.
Yeah. Gee, only $80,000. Yeah, nothing. All right, America Tonight listeners, what are your dream cars? 800-259-5791. Always a pleasure to chat with you, my friend Bob Long from Auto World. Check him out, autoworldradio.com. Thanks so much, Bob.
Thank you, Kate. You're the best.